Tattoos on the Heart, A Journey of Compassion, Chapter 1. What's Tattoos on the Heart? Tattoos on the Heart, The Power of Boundless Compassion is a book written by Father Gregory Boyle, a Jesuit priest and the founder of Homeboy Industries in Los Angeles, California. First published in 2010, the book is a collection of stories, reflections, and philosophical insights from Boyle's experiences working with at-risk youth and gang members in Los Angeles. Father Boyle shares deeply personal and heartfelt anecdotes that illustrate the transformative power of love, compassion, and community. He discusses the struggles of individuals trying to escape gang life, the importance of acceptance and kinship, and the ongoing fight against social injustice and marginalization. The title, Tattoos on the Heart, symbolizes the deep emotional and spiritual impact that these experiences and relationships have had on Father Boyle, as well as the indelible marks of love and experience on the lives of those he helps. The book is praised for its engaging storytelling, humor, and profound insights into human nature, offering readers both a poignant look at the challenges faced by marginalized individuals and a call to action for compassion and understanding. Overall, Tattoos on the Heart emphasizes the idea that love is our best hope for healing and transformation in a broken world. Chapter 2, The Background of Tattoos on the Heart. Background information on Tattoos on the Heart by Gregory Boyle. Tattoos on the Heart, The Power of Boundless Compassion is a memoir published in 2010 by Father Gregory Boyle, a Jesuit priest and founder of Homeboy Industries in Los Angeles. Homeboy Industries is a nonprofit organization that provides services and support to formerly gang-involved and at-risk individuals, helping them to reintegrate into society through job training, education, and community outreach. Social context. 1. Gang violence in Los Angeles. The late 20th century and early 21st century saw a significant rise in gang violence in Los Angeles, often marked by territorial disputes and socioeconomic disparities. Boyle's work emerged from this tumultuous background as he sought to address the challenges faced by youth in gang culture, exploring the roots of violence and offering an avenue for rehabilitation and hope. 2. Marginalization and poverty. The book reflects on the social context of economic inequality and systemic marginalization faced by inner-city communities. Boyle emphasizes how socioeconomic factors contribute to gang involvement and highlights the importance of compassion and understanding in addressing these systemic issues. 3. The role of faith and community. As a Jesuit priest, Boyle incorporates themes of faith, compassion, and community into his narrative. His deep commitment to social justice and the belief in the redemptive power of love and compassion stand as central tenets throughout the book. Boyle advocates for seeing the dignity in everyone, irrespective of their past, and emphasizes the transformative potential of community support. Author's intentions. Father Gregory Boyle wrote Tattoos on the Heart to share his experiences with gang members and to convey a message of compassion, understanding, and hope. His intention includes advocacy for compassion. Boyle aims to challenge the harsh stereotypes and attitudes towards gang members, urging readers to perceive the individuals behind the labels and to recognize their humanity. Sharing personal stories, the book is filled with poignant anecdotes that capture the struggles and triumphs of individuals involved in gangs, shedding light on their realities and the need for empathy. Inspiration for change. Boyle hopes to inspire readers to engage in acts of kindness and to see the value of standing in solidarity with marginalized individuals. His narrative seeks to demonstrate that transformation is possible through love, connection, and community support. Reflecting on faith, the book interweaves Boyle's spiritual journey and his reflections on how faith intersects with social justice, allowing readers to contemplate broader implications of love and service in their own lives. Conclusion. Tattoos on the Heart serves as both a personal memoir and a call to action, reflecting Father Gregory Boyle's commitment to fostering dignity and compassion for all individuals, particularly those affected by gang life and systemic oppression. Through this work, Boyle not only documents the stories of those he serves, but also sparks important conversations about community, redemption, and the need for empathetic engagement in addressing social issues. Chapter 3 Quotes of Tattoos on the Heart. Tattoos on the Heart quotes as follows. Here are some memorable quotes from Tattoos on the Heart by Gregory Boyle. 1. In the end, we will remember not the words of our enemies, but the silence of our friends. This quote highlights the importance of solidarity and support among individuals in times of struggle. 2. The measure of my humanity is how good I can make my brother feel. Boyle emphasizes the interconnectedness of human experiences and the responsibility we have to nurture one another. 3. No one is excluded from the circle of compassion. A powerful reminder of the universality of love and acceptance, which is a central theme in Boyle's teachings. 4. We're all in this together, and we need each other to be whole. This quote embodies the idea that community and connection are essential for healing and growth. 5. Creating a community is an inside job. Boyle stresses that genuine community building starts from within and is nourished by relationships and understanding. 6. God is not up there somewhere. God's right here, right on the margins. This underscores Boyle's belief that God is present in the struggles and lives of those who are often marginalized. 7. We are all called to be witnesses to love. A call to live out love in practical, everyday ways and to bring light into the lives of others. 8. The only way to speak of God is in the company of those who are forgotten. This quote suggests that divine presence is most profoundly experienced in serving and interacting with those who are often overlooked. 9. How we treat the marginalized is how we treat God. Boyle conveys that our actions towards the vulnerable reflect our relationship with the divine. 10. Love is what you're made of. It's what you come from, your essence. A reflection of Boyle's view that love is intrinsic to our being and should guide our actions in the world. Read Tattoos on the Heart summary at Bookie. https://www.bookie.app/book/tattoos-on-the-heart. By Tattoos on the Heart at Amazon. https://www.amazon.com/s?k=tattoos+on+the+heart. By Tattoos on the Heart at Kobo. https://www.kobo.com/us/n/search?query=tattoos-on-the-heart and languages=n. Search Tattoos on the Heart at WorldCat. https://search.worldcat.org/n/search?q=tattoos-on-the-heart and offset=1.